It is the playoffs. It is the divisional round this weekend of the NFL playoffs. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. You can check out their podcast and all the podcasting platforms, all the apps, whatever one you use, use it and check it out. Oh, man, we all went 5-1 on Super Wildcard Weekend. By the way, did we enjoy Super Wildcard Weekend? Did we enjoy the three games both days?
Yes.
So since we all went 5-1, the standings remain the same, and Ben is still in the lead, 31-13. You are just sniffing your first NFL pick championship.
Well, that makes sense because I've been sniffing glue this whole time.
Whoa. Don't give away all your secrets.
Who else would pick Cleveland other than a glue sniffer?
Me. And you don't ever share your glue. All right, two games Saturday, two games Sunday. We'll go with Saturday first, and that first game is the Rams, the 6 seed, at the Packers, the 1 seed. Brad, what do you think?
Well, as LA Dave knows, I picked the Rams last weekend. They did everything I thought they would do against Seattle. Russell Wilson looked very pedestrian against, you know, maybe the best defense in the league. You know, statistically, that bears out. But this weekend's a little tougher. Aaron Rodgers played MVP level football. The offense is rolling. Their defense is sneaky good. Aaron Donald's banged up. Cooper Kupp's banged up. Jared Goff is, they won't even high five him with his throwing hand because his thumb's so banged up. Green Bay is favored by 7. I would take Green Bay to cover. I'm going Packers.
Well, let me check my list here. Yeah, I see I've written down 3 times Aaron Rodgers. And then discount double check Aaron Rodgers. I don't, you know, you've got a surgically repaired thumb on Goff, and I just, even at his best, I don't think he can beat Aaron Rodgers. So at his limited hand ability with a banged up team, I just don't see it happening. I'm all in on Packers.
Yeah, I think it's a clean sweep for the Packers. The Packers got rest. They got the probably MVP of the league leading the charge. I mean, Jared Goff wasn't even supposed to play last week and they had to put him in with his messed up hand. So I don't see them being able to match firepower with the Packers. So clean sweep for the Packers. Game 2 on Saturday is the Ravens, the 5 seed in the AFC against the Bills, the 2 seed. Ben, what do you think there?
You know, this is crazy. Buffalo is just rolling. You know, you talk about the momentum and that's a lot in this league. Buffalo has it. You know, they've won like the last 8 or 9 games. They've got a very proficient offense. And Josh Allen is throwing a lot of yards with very little interceptions. He's like 4,500 yards in the year with 10 interceptions. You know, the only way I can see Baltimore really winning is going to be on the defensive side of the ball. If they blitz, you know, they're blitz heavy to begin with, but if they continue to blitz and they can get to a semi-mobile Josh Allen, I think they're going to come out closer. But at the end of the day, I think this is, you know, it's a very close game with the books, 2.5 point favorites, but I still got to go with Buffalo on this one. I still think they're going to the big dance. That's my call.
Well, for 15 minutes of the Baltimore Ravens game on over the weekend, I was convinced that playoff Lamar was going to be a thing because for about 15 minutes of that game, he did not look good. And then they put the pedal to the ground and they beat the crap out of Tennessee. Tennessee averages 396.5 yards per game in total offense. Guess how much Buffalo averages per game in total offense? 396.5 yards. the Bills offense is good, and I think against that Baltimore defense, they're probably going to max out in the mid because Baltimore's defense is so good. They're the number one rushing offense. That's a real problem for Buffalo. I've been very bullish on the Bills all season. You know, I agree with you guys. They're a very interesting play to get to the Super Bowl. I kind of like Baltimore here. Baltimore here, and maybe only because with how dynamic both quarterbacks are, Josh Allen's ability to throw the ball around, Baltimore's secondary is good. And who, you know, Cole Beasley isn't a deep threat down the field. So it's going to come down to which coach can make the right adjustment. And John Harbaugh's been there.
Interesting. Well, I can't back out because I, like Ben, picked the Bills to go to the Super Bowl last week. So, but I will say this, you're right on all accounts. It's going to be a crazy game because the way they match up, it has a potential to be really high scoring, I think. And I think it's the game of the weekend by far.
Yes, I agree.
All All right. Let's do the Sunday divisional games coming up next.